This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
University of Illinois Extension is hosting a cover crop roundtable and tour tomorrow in Jersey County. That's November 24th. The roundtable discussion and tour will start out at the Jerseys County Farm Bureau office in Jerseyville at 9 a.m. And then after the roundtable discussion, they will be heading out for the tour around 10:30. And if you would like more information about the roundtable and tour, you can call the Jerseys County Farm Bureau office at 618-498-9576. And again, that's the University of Illinois Extension Cover Crop Roundtable and Tour in Jersey County tomorrow, November 24th. For more information, call 618-498-9576. A recent survey released by the American Farm Bureau found that the price for the traditional Thanksgiving menu items, including turkey, bread stuffing, cranberries, pumpkin pie, and all the trimmings, increased by less than 2% this year and remains affordable at just over $50 for 10 people. Farm Bureau economist John Anderson says the dinner price is largely driven by the price of the turkey.
It is a Thanksgiving meal basket, so the main item in the basket is the turkey. That's the centerpiece of the meal. It's the centerpiece of our market basket. Turkey price this year worked out to a little over $23 for a 16-pound bird, about $1.44 per pound.
Anderson says the turkey prices are up because of the avian influenza we saw this year.
Not terribly surprising that we've seen a higher turkey price in our survey. There were some production disruptions earlier this year around the country because of the high path avian influenza outbreak in the Midwest.
Despite the slight price increase for turkey, other foods including whole milk, whipping cream, and fresh cranberries saw a slight decline in price. This year's holiday dinner cost remains stable as it has since 2011.
Fairly stable prices, and that's been the trend for the last 3 or 4 years, actually.
That's according to Farm Bureau economist John Anderson. A bipartisan group of former U.S. agriculture secretaries issued an open letter urging Congress to pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The former secretaries note that opening new markets for exports is critical for farmers and rural communities. By opening new markets in Japan, Vietnam, and other countries, the group says we are giving our producers access to new customers and expanding their sales. The sales will generate more farm production and related activities that will grow the U.S. economy. In the letter, the group told Congress, "We know from experience how important such agreements are to the economic well-being of our farmers and ranchers." Further, the letter said that no trade agreement ever negotiated, TPP included, is perfect. But we should never let perfection be the enemy of the good, and this is a very good trade agreement. Now we'll hear from the Rail Service Director for CHS, Brock Lautenschlager. Brock and I had a conversation about rail performance and legislation that pertains to rail safety.
So in terms of rail performance, I manage the rail logistics for our grain marketing group. And I'll speak a little bit to what we saw 12 to 24 months ago and what we're seeing today. So 12 to 24 months ago, we're having a hard time moving product on the North American rail system. There are a couple of factors that led into that. First thing is that there was increased demand for rail shipments out of the North Dakota Bakken Foundation. So there's increased rail moving, crude oil is moving in rail, but also the supplies coming in. And then secondly, that area of the region, it was extremely cold for temperatures, and which negatively impacts rail performance. So where we're at today is the railroads have invested significant capital to expand rail capacity. We're seeing the benefits of that. Secondly, they've gone out and purchased new locomotives, hired employees to operate trains. So they have crewed up. And what we're currently sitting at for rail service, overall grain demand's pretty soft. We're able to meet the demand out there with rail service. I don't foresee any major systemic issue within the rail transportation group right now. So overall, rail performance is just keeping up with demand right now.
Well, that's definitely good to hear, and there have been some topics involving rail safety that have come up lately, one of those being positive train control. What can you say, or what can you talk about that involves that?
So positive train control, it's a new technology that the Class 1 railroads have are in the process of developing and implementing, but it's essentially technology that We'll look at the train speed, various trains moving across their network, and it'll proactively slow those trains down if they're on a collision course. So it's a mandate the federal government put out for the Class 1s to put in on any rail lines that are transporting people, passenger trains, or toxic inhalant commodities. So, you know, overall, it's a good safety measure, I think, for the North American rail system. Recently, Congress did extend the deadline to have the positive train control in place in 2018. So we view that as a positive. The railroads have made great efforts, made good progress in terms of developing that technology and getting onto their system. And that extension is viewed as being positive.
Do you think that if this is implemented, it will be a positive thing for the ag industry?
I think it's a positive thing, not only for the ag industry, but for the North American rail network. So anytime we can improve safety is a good thing.
Well, is there any other topics that you'd like to mention that we haven't already covered?
You know, at this point, rail service is moving along quite well. We're waiting for farmers to start freeing up and selling grain. We're facing low commodity prices right now, so we're seeing stable domestic demand. But we're having a hard time competing in an export market as a rail industry. Eventually, products start coming to market and be ready for it.
Once again, that was the Rail Service Director for CHS, Brock Lautenschlager. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.